Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is September 18, 2023. I'm Benjamin. And tonight we're doing Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. And this is a very popular event because it's so blissful. So I know we got some new folks here. In fact, I'm excited that we've got 48 people. Thanks for your patience waiting on me. So I want to just thank by name all the people who I see here. So welcome, Alicia, Anjali, Angela, Arlene, Autumn, Becky, Beverly, Brian, Carmen, Darla, David, EMC, Eric, Faye, Greg, Irene, James, Janet, Jeannie, Jesse, Casey, Kevin, Kim. I'm seeing a lot of brand new names here. Thanks for joining us, folks. Laura, another Laura, Marianne, me, Marcy, Nanda, Nikki, Nicole. Wow, look at all these folks. Welcome also, Pat, Regina, Rena, Richard, Serena, Sman, Stephanie, The Infinite Oneness, Tina, Valerie, and some phone callers, Aja. Yeah, I bet we've got 8 or 10 new people. This may be a new record. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So a lot of new folks. Let me make sure I'm getting you all up to speed. So after this little intro, here's what's going to happen. I'm sitting at a shamanic mesa. Let's see if you can see it. Let me see if I can point my camera down at it here. Yeah, that's the mace on the floor. A little dark, but you can see a little bit of it. And then there's stuff behind me as well. And let me put it back on me. That was very edifying for your phone callers, but if you're on video, you saw it. So I'm going to call the directions in a language called Quechua. And then I'm going to call in dozens of divine allies. These are all beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, even if you don't recognize them all. And then I'm going to create a sacred container so that only beings of love and light can get in. And then invite you all to invite any additional allies of love and light. So we're going to take a few minutes to make sure we've got a really solid container and a really safe space to work in. Then we're going to go through my 4-part embodied awakening invocation as outlined in my book. That's called Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy, Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. Super excited that that releases an audiobook tomorrow on September 19th. Long time coming. So the first of those invocations will be to be saturated with the maximum divine love and light and consciousness that serves us. We'll soak in that for a bit. And then we'll ask to be one with our higher self at its level. We're actually going to leave our bodies and go one level up to that beautiful higher self and just merge with that. All this, of course, the best you can. And just bliss out there for a bit. Then we're going to invite the higher self. We'll go the other way. The higher self, would you come to us? And it'll come into our bodies and saturate us with as much embodied awakening as we can hold. And then if you like that better than your usual consciousness, we'll do a little invocation to help make that last and persevere and help us out. Then, having done all that, the final stage will be to ask to have us all merge together. Again, this is at a higher level. And at this level, frankly, we're all merged anyway. You know, all beings are sort of the higher selves are all merged. Well, not higher selves, but that level is where we're all joined anyway. So all of us there are hanging out anyway. The only question is if our human selves are aware of that. And we'll ask that our human part be aware of that beautiful blended state. And that's kind of like a bliss puree kind of effect. And it's really sweet. So most people end this event pretty blissed out. This is one of our gentlest events. Usually there's no major healing stuff that happens. I mean, I'm not saying it's absolutely impossible, but usually this is a very gentle and nurturing and really ecstatic process, which is why it's called Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. I will take you every step of the way. Everyone's going to stay muted until the very end when we'll open it up for feedback or questions. Let's see. Oh, Anjali said, Mercury in mischief. Ha ha. She's talking about the delay in me getting on here. So that's kind of how it works. So I will take you through it step by step. What I do ask, one last thing, it'll take about an hour to do this. So please set that much aside. And I do request that you please give us your undivided attention. Act like you're right here in the room with me and give us the same focus. And I know this is a wild request to make in this day and age, but the reason I do is because everyone here is co-creating the space. Even if it's your very first time, you are a co-creator of what we're doing here, whether you're live, whether you're on the recording as an Awakening Plus member. And by the way, the recording is only for members. We do 2 free live calls a month, but all the archive stuff goes into the membership only. And we're just shy of 600 archived events now. A lot of good stuff in there. So please give us your full attention. Now, if something comes up and you have to leave before we're done, that is okay. I do request that you ask the allies, hey, would you ease me out nice and easy so I don't disrupt the thing, and just kind of gently be eased out if you have to leave early. So that's pretty much all the preliminaries. Everything else I'll tell you as we go. So, excuse me. If I'm yawning, it's actually not because I'm tired. My yawning is a way of moving energy. So my request is that you now relax and close your eyes. And for starters, just feel your physical body. And just notice, generally speaking, broadly, how does the body feel? And just get real somatic with that, not intellectual. Just feel what you feel and notice it. And now, if you have awareness of your energy body, the energy in and around you, it's called prana, chi, life force, whatever. Just if you feel it, feel it. And if you don't, that's okay too. So whatever awareness you have of your physical body and your energy body, just notice your starting point, because I'll have you check in later to see what might have changed. Good. Now that you know where you've started, I'm going to ask you to be fully passive. You're going to be doing a lot of passive tonight. And I'm going to take care of calling the directions and calling those allies. And one more reminder, again, you may not recognize all these beings. I've been on the spiritual path for over 45 years. I've accumulated quite an interesting collection of divine beings from many paths and traditions and such, but they are absolutely everyone beings of love and light only. So that's the only kind I work with, at least that I call in. We might, in other events, kind of help non-light events, forgive me, beings not of love and light leave, but I only call in beings of love and light. All righty. So I invite you to relax as I do this. If you feel energy moving in you, just feel it moving and let that be your focus. If you do not feel energy moving, that's okay. In that case, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, please be passive and just relax into what's happening. And again, this whole thing should take about an hour. Here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia. We're a coach. Ente. Quichi. I am that I am. Prepare myself. I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness. May my higher self and human self merge to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call my partner Spirit Song's higher self. We call Ama the hugging saint. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center, Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilauea, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, anyone who would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to do that. Everyone is muted, so no one will hear you. Feel free to do that now if you wish, whether you're live or on the recording. It all works the same. We all magically work together beyond time and space. Feeling good. Keep them coming. Just a moment longer for extra allies. Thank you. So take a moment now and once again, check how your body and energy body feel. See if they already feel a bit different. Okay. First invocation. These are going to be a repeat after me. So again, this is the one where we call in the maximum light and divine consciousness that serve highest good. I'll give you the exact words here in a second. So as we do these out loud is best if possible. Sound in air gets a little bit stronger, but it'll work perfectly fine if for whatever reason you can only think it. So I invite you to repeat after me now. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serve highest good, please. Now let the words go and now become completely passive. most of what we'll do here is you just calling something in and just completely relaxing and letting it come to you. And when I say passive, here's exactly what I mean. Please do not do any of the following. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just relax and feel what's happening. For most of us, the experience will be, oh, it's starting to feel nice. This sweet energy is coming in through the top of my head and soaking into me. As I said, it will sometimes happen that you might have some heavy stuff stir up and flush away. Sometimes when the light comes in, it has to make a little room for itself. So it's not unheard of for healing to happen even on a call like this. So if that happens, just go with it and just feel whatever's happening. But mostly it should just feel good for most of you. Again, to the best of your ability, please give us your undivided attention. Please do only this as much as possible. This is working pretty quickly. Y'all are doing great. By the grace of the allies, I am able to feel the general vibe of the group. What I feel in my body is the average of what everyone's feeling. However, if at any point your experience is different than mine, and I'm describing a certain thing, go with your experience. Sometimes people get custom experiences that deviate from what I describe. In that case, just let your experience be what it is. But I'm feeling like most of you are now starting to feel more calm, more relaxed, more peaceful. That divine energy is soaking in nice and sweet. And we're going to give it just a little more time because many of us are not yet as saturated with that divine light and consciousness as we might be. So a little more time. Again, absolutely passive. At any point you notice that you got distracted, just gently return your attention to feeling the incoming energy. If you cannot feel energy, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Whatever it's doing is fine. And there's one other little nuance you can use on invocations, which is to use the least effort needed to feel what's happening, whether that's energy or breath. I call this the minimum effort game. And we may as well try that now. So for a sec, why don't you just go to no effort at all, absolute zero effort right now. Whatever happens is fine. If at no effort, you can still feel energy or breath at all, just stay at zero. If it's zero effort, you've lost all that awareness and add barely enough effort back to feel it again. But please use the least effort needed to feel that, whether that's none or just a tiny bit. That leaves more room for these beautiful allies and your higher self to do stuff for you. Okay, just a moment longer with this one, then we'll move to the next invocation. Okay, so now we're going to join our higher self at its level. I love this one. So we're going to explicitly ask for that. So I'll ask you to repeat after me to accomplish that. And by the way, if this makes you a little nervous, no one's going to get anything more than they're ready for. The beautiful thing about all these invocations that I use is they're executed by the divine beings. They're watching you very carefully. They will never, ever overwhelm you. They'll never, ever give you any kind of experience that's too much for you. So they're always safe to do, since there's no ego forcing anything to happen. So if you'd like to hang out with your higher self for a little bit, then repeat after me. Spirit, Excuse me. You don't have to cough. Spirit that I am, please make me one with my higher self at its level to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All righty, let the words go. And what works best for most people on this one is to just notice any peacefulness that you're already feeling in your body. So just see if you can find any kind of peacefulness anywhere. And just relax into that. Just feel the peacefulness. And all you're doing is just feeling the peacefulness that's already there. What you're not doing is trying to make it stronger. You're not trying to go anywhere. Just feel the peacefulness. Now, the fact is, you've already asked to be one with your higher self at its level. And your higher self heard you. And one of the qualities that describes it is peacefulness. It's so peaceful. So as you just pay attention to whatever peacefulness is already there, it notices that, because this isn't just, you know, dumb energy. It's conscious divine beingness. This peacefulness is the real deal here. It says, oh, they're paying attention to me. I guess they want some more. And you may notice, even without you trying to do anything more than feel what's already there in terms of peacefulness, the peacefulness starts getting stronger all by itself. There it goes. And just notice the peacefulness, you know, as it on its own gets stronger and stronger. Just stay present with it. And quite magically, stay with that feeling of peacefulness long enough, and before you know it, you'll be right there with your higher self. So just feel the peacefulness. Just enjoy that feeling. Relax into it. Again, using the absolute least effort that allows you to feel the peacefulness. You might try no effort at all. See if the peacefulness is still there. If not, just add barely enough effort to feel it. But let it come to you. So a lot of us are starting to feel more light. You might start feeling more like energy than a physical body. All this happening automatically and spontaneously. And already I've gotten to the point where I just feel like pure, peaceful energy. I can't find a boundary. I'm just energy in endless space. And it feels really good. Words like bliss or ecstasy or euphoria come to mind. And once you are getting toward that, you just relax, stay really, really passive. And just enjoy that. So many of us now are relaxed into oneness with our higher self at its level. And when you're fully socked in there, the following will be true when you're fully present at that level. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. So if all that's going on, well done. You're hanging out with your higher self. Like all spiritual experience, it's not what you expected if you're here for the first time. I'm doing my best to describe it, but the actual experience is way beyond anything that language can do. So just enjoy whatever your experience of your higher self is. And if you're just partway there, feel like, well, I'm getting some of it, but not quite all the way, then just enjoy whatever you got. You know, with repetition, you might go deeper, get all the way. And based on my experience with my years of spiritual training and experience, even if you're having the most ecstatic experience you've ever had, chances are you still haven't got the full potential of that level or that consciousness. It seems to go infinitely deep on all levels. So chances are it could get even sweeter next time. But just enjoy wherever you're at. My motto when it comes to spiritual experiences, it always gets better than this. And I always appreciate whatever experience I'm having. Take a moment and notice how you're feeling. Do you feel like pure, peaceful energy? Are you free of mental chatter and challenging emotion? Is it peaceful? Just feel whatever you're feeling. I'm actually going to stop talking for at least a few seconds so you can just relax and fully experience where you're at. So based on what I'm feeling, most of us have relaxed into this level. We'll hang out here just a moment longer before we go to the third invocation in this cycle. I want to emphasize again, please no effort beyond passive awareness. Can't emphasize strongly enough that in this system, you don't do effort or willpower. You don't visualize. You don't try to make anything happen. You request the experience from your higher self or your divine allies, and then you relax and they bring it to you. Ego effort simply pushes the experience away when you use these invocations. Feeling really good. Just a moment longer here. Alrighty. So take one last noticing of your experience here with your higher self. And now we're going to invoke embodied awakening. So this is the reverse. We just took our consciousness to the higher self. Now the higher self is going to come to us in our physical bodies. And we'll just use the standard 8-word embodied awakening shortcut. So once again, I want to emphasize you're not going to get overwhelmed. You're only going to get as much awakening as you are ready for. So if you want to do this, then please repeat after me now. Out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, please, and now just relax, go completely passive. You feel energy in your body, just feel it, whatever it happens to be doing. If you cannot feel energy, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Let the breath do what it wants. Yeah, based on what I'm feeling, y'all are doing really well. So again, consciousness has returned to the physical body, and you may feel energy coming in the top of your head and sort of soaking into your body. It's kind of like you're a sponge and it's water soaking in. And some of you might notice some heavy energy also leaving your hands or your feet. as I said earlier, sometimes the divine light has to make a little room for itself and might need to flush out a little bit of heavy energy. So let that happen. If it's happening, it's okay. And if you're just feeling bliss, then that's awesome too. It should actually feel really similar to when you were floating in your higher self, because it's the same higher self. It's just you went to it first and now it's coming to you, but it feels the same either way. Again, when you're fully in embodied awakening, the same things will be true I talked about up there. There will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If all that's true, once again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, then you're there. Even if you hit all four points, is that the best embodied awakening you could ever have? Never. It always gets better than this. But just enjoy whatever your experience is. Your higher self is occupying you as fully as it can without overwhelming you. There's only so much awakening a person can stand at any moment. And while we're marinating in this, I'll tell you just some of the foundational benefits of embodied awakening. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. There's less having to figure stuff out and more just knowing things intuitively. And there's this full body euphoria too. And that's just for starters. In my book, Instant Divine Assistance, I go into far greater detail about the benefits of embodied awakening. Just relax and enjoy it for a moment here. So I'm feeling at least one person who's not quite fully relaxed. So I'll repeat again, please be completely 100% passive, no helping in any way, no trying to make it happen in any way, please. Even if you've been doing a spiritual practice that's all about making things happen using ego effort, that's not how these work. So please use the best practices for this system, which is absolute passivity and simple passive awareness of energy if you feel it, or breath awareness if you don't. And if you're defaulting back to breath awareness, don't control the breath. Let it do whatever it wants. Allow. That's feeling better. And that was an example of how even one person not quite nailing it can affect the entire group. That's why I made such a big deal about please give us your undivided attention. The consciousness of even one person on a call like this affects everybody. So please give it your best shot. Not just for your benefit, for the benefit of all the other folks who are doing this with us. All right, I think a lot of us are pretty solid in embodied awakening. And if you didn't get all the way there, that's okay. Even if you just got partway in, I like to say awakening is not so much an on-off switch. It's more like a dimmer control. Any movement toward it, we will happily take. So there's one more invocation before we go to the group blending. But first, I want you to notice something. Notice your current consciousness. And you may remember back when we started, I had you notice how does your body and your energy body feel. And you kind of made a somatic snapshot of that. Compare what you remember from that to how you're feeling now. And one simple question, which do you prefer? Which one feels better? The way it is now or the way it was when you started this process? The vast majority say, I like it right here. And I agree with them. Reminding you yet again that in this state, you can handle your responsibilities more responsibly and more joyfully. My experience is that there isn't anything that you can't do better and enjoy more and have a better experience with in the awakened state than when you're not. There's literally no reason not to be in an awakened state unless maybe you're a masochist. So ask yourself, moving forward, what would I like my new normal to be like? What would just every day, how do I want to feel as I go through my day? More like this or more like the way I felt when I started this event? And if you said like this, then you'll want to do the following invocation. If you preferred your starting feeling, then probably not. But if you like this better, we're going to kind of do a lock-in kind of invocation. So I invite you to repeat after me now if you wish. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please make this embodied awakening my new normal to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. So now you relax, and this is where they kind of take it deeper. I'm already feeling some nice energies in my brain system. This is where most people feel this particular invocation strongest, but you might feel it other areas as well. You might feel it in your whole body, but because you asked them to make this your new normal, they're now taking it a step deeper, sort of bringing this energy deeper into your cells, into your DNA, all that kind of thing, making some shifts and tweaks in your system of various levels to just make it easier to hold this awakened state. Just relax, and you may feel little things happening around your body, and just relax and allow that. Sometimes it feels really blissful. Sometimes it's a little uncomfortable when they have to do certain things. But I remind you once again, these divine allies are 100% beings of love and light, high vibration and benevolent intent. And they're only going to do what truly serves your highest good here. And let's just leave a moment here to do that upgrade work that you requested. My body is trembling just a little bit. Let's, you know, they're doing some strong work. So whatever your body wants to do while they're doing this, if the body wants to spontaneously do a certain thing, just allow that if possible. Again, no one can hear you. Everyone's muted except me. And now I'm feeling a more strong bliss in my brain. And FYI, when we complete the call, the first thing I'll tell you is how to do a very quick and simple practice to keep this going. Take you just very little time every day to get that embodied awakening started and keep it going all day. Yeah, I'm feeling the bliss deepen. Feels really good. We'll leave a moment longer for each of us to receive this individual upgrade and ability to hold embodied awakening more easily and consistently. That's feeling pretty stable. Well done, everybody. Now, the final thing is to request entry into that blended group field, the ecstatic divine group consciousness that this event takes its name from. Again, just FYI, there will be no loss of privacy here. Your human self is not blending there. And no knowledge that's in your brain is going to be exposed to anybody else. So there is no security lapses happening here. Again, each of us that is at that higher level beyond the human, the blending's always happening there. So this is just the norm there. What we're asking is for our human part to gain awareness of that blended field that's always there. So if you'd like to have that beautiful experience, then you can repeat after me one last time. Here we go. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please make me conscious in the blended group field to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. That's all the words. Let them go. And once again, I invite you into absolute passivity. Just feel what you feel. And even right now, you are being merged into that field. Just as much as serves highest good. So I feel some of us enjoying the bliss puree of this level. If you're not quite ready for that, you may experience some heavy energy leaving. Some healing stuff may happen to kind of get the stuff out of the way that's blocking your ability to get there. So some people have more of a healing experience at this point and not quite so much bliss, but just know that that's actually wonderful because the heavy stuff they're shedding off will make it easier for you to get to higher levels later. So if you're in the bliss now, enjoy. And if you're having more of a healing experience, know that you're being made ready to go to those levels another time. And you might even get there now. If they can clear enough heavy right now, then you might be able to actually pop in there before we're done today. So either way is great. In any event, you can be sure these allies are doing the best they can for you, and they're also doing it as fast as they can without overwhelming you. So there's never any point in asking them to hurry up because they're always working at top speed. Just relax, just feel what you feel, and be okay with whatever you feel. So once again, I encourage you to drop all effort. Please do not try to make anything happen in any way. I do invite you to become absolutely passive and allow the experience to come to you. You've already requested it. It's coming as strongly as serves your highest good at this very moment. And you will get the best outcome using this kind of invocation work with your absolute passivity and just feeling whatever you feel. If you feel energy, just feel it. If you cannot feel the energy, just feel breath come and go. Yeah, it's feeling pretty good there in the blended space. And just relax into whatever your experience is right now. You're in the group field. There is no individual awareness here. You just totally merge into the group field. And for some, that's all they experience for a while, just the total blended bliss. Others have dual awareness. Their part of them is in the blended field. Others, and part of them is aware still of their individual human self. Different people have different experiences. And whatever you're experiencing is fine. So we're getting fairly close to the top of the hour. So we'll stay here just a bit longer and then we'll integrate back into our physical bodies. Yeah, so now you may notice an increasing amount of physical body awareness. So we're all being eased back into our human bodies again, in case we've been elsewhere. And the allies are bringing back as much of this beautiful divine consciousness as they can. Just the maximum amount that serves your highest good without overwhelming you. So you might just notice the naturally increasing awareness of your human body. I feel like I'm fully present, but boy, does my body feel different. So if you feel like you're in your body, just notice if you want to do one last comparison, how it feels now compared to when we started. I mean, for me, it doesn't even feel like the same body. This is so, I can tell, yeah, it's the same physical body, but it sure doesn't feel solid. It feels like awesomely vibrating energy. And this is a truer perception. The body is vibrating energy. And when you wake up a little bit, then you perceive it that way rather than being solid matter. Give the allies just a moment longer to integrate in this higher consciousness. They're doing their best to give you a new baseline. So this means from here on, you'll walk around the world a little bit more awake. And my experience of awakening is just infinite levels. My suspicion is most of us, even if we're a little somewhat awake or a lot awake, chances are it can get even better. There's probably a deeper awakening that you haven't got to yet. What's the biggest room in the world? Room for improvement. All righty, so just feel where you're at in your body. And I'm going to close the mesa. And then we'll do a little checking in. Achamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha.
Inti Quinti.
Oh, thank you, beautiful allies, for this lovely experience. Thank you so much. As we close, beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you working with anyone who's been on this call, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you so much, beautiful allies. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? All right, that closes the container. If you are a guest and not a member of Awakening Plus, I sure invite you to check out the membership. Just go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. And yeah, we get these two free public events, but we've got easily a dozen member events every month, usually an archive, again, close to 600 recordings, three major courses, and more coming. And there's a lot of beautiful opportunities there to deepen your healing and awakening and connect with other people who are working on high vibration consciousness. So I invite you to check it out. All righty, I'm going to allow unmuting now. And that means you can talk and you can make a comment or ask a question. Actually, I never did disable unmuting, so it's been available the whole time. Who knew? So if you're on the live call, you can just click that mic icon to speak, or if you're on a phone, star six will do it to mute and unmute. Some people like to type in the chat instead. So any questions, any comments, any feedback, I certainly welcome that right now, if you wish. So just if you want to just unmute and start talking. Or not. So Autumn typed, that was beautiful. Thank you. Thanks, Autumn. And of course, if you're on the live call or the recording and that's all the time you have, you can depart at any time. Nicole says, Alicia is trying to say something. I don't see. Well, she put a star up there, but Alicia has not unmuted herself. So, Alicia, if you want to speak, you need to click that mic icon and unmute yourself. And I'd be happy to hear you speak.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know I put a star anywhere other than in my body. That was so, my body was full of stars,
Oh,
definitely. So thank you.
you're welcome.
Where did, I don't have my readers on, so everyone's blurry, or I can only see you, Benjamin, but where did I put a star? Because I love that.
I don't know, but right next to Alicia, there's kind of a little star icon.
Oh,
So,
it's in my name. I'm sorry. That's where it is. I definitely
all
just
right.
want to thank you. So beautiful. I'm definitely in the body.
Good. Well, I'm so glad
Thank
you came.
you.
And I can tell you helped lift us up by your beautiful vibration. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah. I see there's been some typing. Let me read out what has been happening here. Let me see if I can catch up. Rena said, very relaxing. Thank you. And Stephanie said, my spine was energized for most of the session. I would assume my nervous system was impacted. Interesting. And Kim said, thank you so much. So amazing. And Laura said, thank you for such a beautiful experience. Tina said, thank you. And got some lovely icons with praying hands and stars. Wow. Sounds like people had some good experience. I'm so glad. Thank you all. Any other questions, comments, feedback? Anything? And as always, even though we told the allies they didn't have to hang around, they always do. And those of you who are sensitive may notice that there's some sweet new energy in the field that they're giving us a little bit of an encore. Greg typed, my body became very warm and then I fell asleep. Well, I'm glad you had a good rest, Greg. Alicia types, blessings to all. Thank you again, Benjamin. Well, thank you, Alicia. Anybody else? Oh, the bliss is getting stronger. Thank you, allies. Kevin typed, I've been having an arthritis flare up in my neck and now it's gone. So glad to hear that. A lot of people have spontaneous healings on our calls. Nicole said, thank you so much. Blessings to everyone. I hope other people are feeling that brain bliss too. I hope it's not just me. Becky says, thank you. So glad I checked this out tonight. I'm glad you did too, Becky. All right. It's feeling kind of wrapping up. So last call for questions or comments. All right, I guess we're done. Thank you all so much. So glad everyone showed up, whether you're live or on the recording. So grateful for you all to co-create this beautiful field that we had tonight. So grateful to each and every one of you. All right, that's it. And again, if you are hearing this live or very soon, then tomorrow, September 19, my book comes out. And you can check that out on Amazon or Audible or iTunes. And it's called Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. And I'm the narrator. So you can hear my voice for over 4 hours. So thank you all again. Many blessings to you all. And good night.